Welcome to this intermediate Ableton Live 12 lesson, where we're building a clean future jungle, old school DNB ARP bass line from scratch, and shaping it so it actually works in a real drum and bass arrangement. Now, the important thing here is this: we are not just making some random arpeggio preset sound. We're designing a rhythmic bass hook that can live with breaks, sub, snares, and atmosphere without clobbing the mix. That's the real jungle mindset. Movement, tension, and groove first. Sound design second. That order matters. For this lesson, I want you to think in the 165 to 174 BPM zone, with 170 BPM being a really solid starting point. Pick a darker key, something like F minor, G minor, A minor, or D minor. That gives us that classic moody DNB energy right away. Also, keep the role of the sound clear in your head. This ARP is not the sub. It's not the main res. It's the mid-range motion layer. It's the part that gives the track that feeling of constant forward momentum. So first, let's set up a MIDI track and load a stock synth. Wave Eatable is a great choice here, because it gives us clean control and a nice modern edge. Analog also works if you want a slightly warmer, more old-school flavor. For this walkthrough, I'd start with Wave Eatable. Choose a saw-on oscillator 1. Then add a square or another saw-on oscillator 2. Keep the unison modest, around 2 to 4 voices, and use just a small amount of detune. We do not want a giant wide super saw here. We want something tight, punchy, and still musical. Now shape the tone with a low-pass filter, preferably 24 dB. Start the cutoff somewhere in the 500 Hz to 1.5 kHz range, depending on how bright your sound is. Add a bit of resonance, but keep it controlled, just enough to give the tone some edge and life. Then come to the envelope. This is where the sound starts behaving like a jungle phrase instead of a pad. Keep the attack very short, around 0 to 5 milliseconds. Set the decay somewhere around 150 to 350 milliseconds. Keep sustain low to medium and use a short release, maybe 50 to 150 milliseconds. The idea is that each note has a little pluck and snap, but it still flows into the next note in a musical way. That tiny filter envelope movement is a huge part of the vibe. It gives each hit a sense of opening and closing, which is exactly the kind of animated motion that works over breakbeats. Now let's move to the MIDI, and this part is huge. Do not just draw a plain up and down ARP and call it a day. That's the fast way to get something that sounds generic. Instead, think like you're writing a bass phrase. Set up a tube or MIDI clip. Use around 6 to 10 notes total to start. Build the phrase from the root, minor third, fifth octave, and maybe one passing note. That gives you a strong harmonic identity without making it too busy. A really good starting shape is something like root, fifth octave, minor third in bar 1, then root, fifth, a passing tone, and octave in bar 2. You can hear how that creates a sense of motion and question and answer phrasing. Rhythmically, try a mix of 1/16 and 1/8 note placements. The 1/16 notes give you urgency and drive. The 1/8 notes give you a bit of roll and space. And very importantly, leave gaps. Jungle lives in the space between the hits as much as the hits themselves. Also, vary the note lengths. Some notes should be short and sharp. Others can be a little longer at the end of a phrase, just to make the line feel intentional. That contrast is what keeps it from sounding like a machine gun loop. Now add velocity variation. This is one of those little details that makes a big difference. Don't leave every note at the same value. Push the important notes higher, maybe in the 90 to 115 range. Let the ghost notes sit lower, maybe around 50 to 80. That gives the line a human push and pull, which is so important in jungle and old school DNB. At this stage, don't worry about making it perfect. Worry about making it feel like it locks to the drums. In fact, loop your break first, then audition the ARP while muting and unmuting some snare-heavy sections. That's a great teacher-style test. If the ARP survives that, it's probably strong enough for the track. Now let's tighten the groove in Ableton. You can shift some notes slightly late for a more laid-back roll, or push a note slightly early to create tension. You can also add tiny pickup notes before a downbeat, or use subtle clip groove if your break already has a lot of swing. The goal is not perfect quantization. The goal is pocket. If the ARP feels stiff, shorten some notes, reduce repeated hit velocities, or remove one note per bar so the phrase breathes. If it feels too busy, pull back during the densest drum moments and let the break lead. Now we need to protect the low end, because in DNB that's everything. The ARP should stay out of the subzone. Put an EQ8 on the ARP track and high-pass it somewhere between 80 and 140 Hz. If it still feels muddy, make a gentle cut around 200 to 300 Hz. If it gets harsh or pokey, Ease down a little in the 2 to 5 kHz range. Then add some saturation. A saturator with around 1 to 4 dB of drive and soft clip turned on can really help the ARP cut through without needing more volume. You can also try drum bus very lightly if you want a touch more character, but keep the boom off or nearly off unless you specifically want extra body. What we're doing here is adding harmonic presence rather than low-end weight. That's the smart move. The sub and kick should stay clean and stable, while the ARP owns the mid-range motion. Now for one of the most effective old-school tricks, resampling. This is where the sound starts feeling like real jungle rather than just a clean plug-in loop. Route the MIDI ARP to an audio track and record a pass. Once you've got the audio, start chopping it. Reverse the last note of a bar into the next phrase. Duplicate a hit and pitch it down a bit. Stutter a note at the end of a phrase. Make a tiny fill before the drop. These edits add that sample-based energy that feels so authentic in future jungle. After resampling, you can add auto filter for automation, a subtle bit of redux if you want a slightly crunchy digital edge, or a reverb send if you want more atmosphere. Just keep the dry signal dominant. In jungle, too much wash can smear the groove very quickly. Now let's place the ARP in the mix with the drums and sub. The kick and snare should read first. The sub should feel centered and solid. The ARP should cut through above them, adding motion without masking the important low-end elements. If needed, group the ARP and add a glue compressor gently, maybe to 2:1 ratio, attack around 10 to 30 ms, and release on auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. We're only looking for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction, just enough to help glue the part into the track. Also check mono compatibility early. If the ARP is too wide, it can smear against the brakes and cymbals. Keep the low stuff mono, and only widen the higher harmonics if you really need to. In this style, clarity usually wins over width. Now let's talk automation, because this is where the part starts feeling like a proper arrangement element instead of a loop. Automate the filter cutoff so it opens through a buildup. Let resonance rise a little before a switch up. Send more reverb on the last half of a 16-bar section. Nudge the saturator drive up before a drop. Open the stereo width only in breakdowns or fills. That kind of movement is what gives old-school inspired DNB its sense of story. You're not just repeating a bassline, you're creating phrases, tension, and release. A strong arrangement approach might be an 8-bar intro with the ARP filtered and tucked behind the break, then an 8-bar buildup where it opens brighter, then a drop where it answers the sub every couple of bars. After that, you can chop it into audio for a switch up, and finally filter it out in the outro so the drums can mix cleanly. And here's a really useful mindset. Ask what the ARP is answering. Is it answering a sub hit, a re-stab, a break fill, a vocal chop, a snare lead-in? Once you think in call and response, the part becomes much more musical and much more useful in the arrangement. You can also create variation by muting the ARP for one bar, then bringing it back with a change. Maybe the last note jumps up an octave. Maybe the rhythm gets shorter. Maybe the filter opens faster. Even tiny variations keep the listener engaged. If you want to go a step further, try making a ghost version on a second track. Keep it quieter, thinner, and more filtered. Use it for background motion in breakdowns or for stereo texture under the main ARP. It should be felt more than heard. Another great move is rhythmic displacement. Take the same pattern and nudge one note slightly ahead or behind the grid. Shift the second note a bit earlier, delay the final hit, or move a pickup note into the gap before the snare. That off-center timing is part of the jungle bounce. And if you want more lift, make a second version an octave higher and bring it in only for the build-up or last bar before the drop. That kind of layering can make the arrangement feel bigger without changing the core idea. Let me also point out a few common mistakes to avoid. First, don't put the ARP too low. If it's living in sub-zone, it's going to fight the bass and blur the mix. High-pass it harder and use saturation for perceived weight instead of extra low notes. Second, don't make it a robotic 1/16 loop with no phrasing. That's not old-school DNB movement. That's just a repetitive synth line. Add gaps, velocity changes, and note contrast. Third, don't overwiden the low mids. Keep the bottom centered and let only the upper harmonic spread if needed. Fourth, don't drown it in reverb. In jungle, too much reverb can kill the break energy. Keep it short and intentional. And fifth, don't let it fight the snare or break accents. Sometimes the solution is not more EQ. Sometimes it's just moving the notes a little or removing one hit. If you want to push the sound a bit harder, a tiny pitch drift can add some vintage instability. A little attack shaping can help it cut through more clearly. And if you want extra grime, duplicate the ARP and process the copy more aggressively with saturation, bit reduction, bandpass filtering, or compression, then blend it quietly underneath. For arrangement, try introducing the Arpan layers. Start filtered, then add the top octave later, then bring in the full rhythm after the listener has learned the motif that makes the section feel earned. You can also make the breakdown more interesting by opening the filter gradually, adding delay throws to the last note, or stripping the line down to just the highest notes before the drop. Then for the final drop, upgrade it with octave doubling, a little more saturation, and maybe a few chopped audio edits so it feels like the track has evolved. Here's a quick practice challenge to lock this in.